for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins Attorneys at Law. Call in now with your tax questions at 247-7282.
Hey, well, this is Andrew Foster from Harvell and Collins talking about life and taxes and talking about the weather forecast for the next week. Doesn't sound too bad either, Andrew. Nice inviting weather to get out on the golf course, too, if you got your life and your taxes under control. But
no doubt about it.
That's a moving target at times, isn't it, life and taxes?
That's right.
What do you have for us this morning?
Well, first, Mike, I want to wish my mother a happy birthday today.
Happy birthday, Mom.
70 years young. Today.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, 70 is the new 40.
That's
so,
exactly right.
Know, did you ever think your mother would be 70? But then you see Mom, and it's like, boy, she doesn't, you know, look, that's 70.
Exactly. You
know? Fantastic. Well, happy birthday, Mom.
Thank you, Mom.
You raised a good son.
Appreciate that.
Are you her favorite son?
Of course.
Is that true, Mom?
My brother might beg to differ. But
always call your mother. And as my mother would say, you only have one mother.
Correct.
That's right. So you always got to call Mom.
Now on to a little bit of taxes. We've got a case for you today. We'll let you wield the gavel of justice.
Okay.
A little tax court Thursday for us.
I like that.
And, you know, to preface our cases as we always do, we got to give a little bit of background. And so in this particular case, we've got at issue what's called the trust fund recovery penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Trust fund recovery penalty. So what does that mean? So there's a couple different taxes, Mike, that we're concerned about relative to personal liability for business owners. By that I mean, normally if you form your corporation,
right.
Say you form a C corp,
mm-hmm.
and you operate that business, and at the end of the day, you have to shut down for whatever reason, bad business, mm-hmm. your economy takes a hit, you know, pandemic issues, who knows. And if the business owes taxes, then you wind up your affairs properly, and at the end of the day, the IRS can only go after the business, and the business has no assets, and you've wound them up properly. That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. No harm, no foul.
No harm, no foul.
Yep.
But there's a couple taxes that are out there where the IRS or the state has the ability to assert personal liability to the owners.
Mm.
That involves sales and use taxes on the state level. And
okay.
payroll taxes on the federal level. And the case we have today deals with just that, payroll taxes.
Okay.
And what is the idea here? Why can the government assert personal liability against business owners for these types of taxes? And the idea is that these business owners are fiduciaries. They are collecting this money,
mm-hmm.
and then their job is to remit that balance to the government. And they, you know, act as a conduit, so to speak.
The
middleman.
Middle
yes.
Yeah.
And so in the event that you do not remit that money to the government, then the IRS says, not only is the business liable for not remitting that, but we can come after you
mm-hmm.
under trust fund recovery penalty statutes to allow us to collect from you individually. And, today we have an interesting case where a taxpayer obviously defends himself. And says that he is not liable for this penalty, and we'll see what the court decides, and we'll see what Judge Mike
yes.
decides in this particular case.
By the way, I'm 3-for-3 on the last case.
That's
so
right, 3-for-3.
I just jinxed myself, but
so
move forward.
So all right, so how does the government assess this trust fund recovery penalty? Well, it's a low bar. I mean, you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
The government doesn't have to do very much in order to do that. And the key here is that they have to assess it against a responsible person. So that's step number one, responsible person. And responsible person, Mike, is just someone with a certain degree of decision-making authority over payroll.
Okay.
You know, you can sign checks.
Yeah.
You're probably a responsible person in this particular regard. Typically includes owners, executives, can be directors of a business. So all of those are individuals that might have, be classified as responsible persons. Step number two, you must show that the responsible person acted willfully. So what does willful mean? Well, that means that the responsible person voluntarily chose to pay other creditors over the IRS with knowledge that the payroll obligations were outstanding.
Okay.
So those are that's the test. And as
wow.
I said, not much of a bar there.
Two little hurdles
in order to assess this trust fund recovery penalty. And what's at stake here, Mike, is if they get you for the trust fund recovery penalty, then come after your personal assets. So you're personally on the hook for it.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't, guess what? You've wound up your business. Business has no more assets. That money is non-collectible.
Right.
So just bear in mind, a lot at stake here, especially for owners who have, you know, have amassed some wealth in their career.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that brings us to Primesberger v. United States. This is a case out of California. And so we've got Mr. Primesberger. He was a minority shareholder for Meridian Health Services Incorporated, and Meridian owned and operated 5 nursing homes in the state of California.
Okay.
Meridian, as you can imagine, relied upon state and federal reimbursements for a lot of their care that they gave their patients. And of course, what happened? Bureaucracy hits. We got some delays in some funding.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, delays in reimbursement payments to Meridian, of course, resulted in some financial difficulties for the business. So what happens? Mr. Primesberger goes out and says, hey, I need to get a loan. So he goes to a bank, gets a line of credit. Stipulation is, hey, we'll give you this money, one catch, can't use it for employment taxes. So that was just in the terms of the loan, can't use it for employment taxes. So Mr. Meridian takes the loan out, pays his bills, does his best, and then comes to the conclusion, this just isn't working. I can't do this anymore. But as a nursing home, he simply just could not cut the lights off.
Yeah,
the party's over.
People living there. Yeah.
That's right. So there's a proper procedure under state law with which you have to wind up the affairs of a nursing home. And of course, he goes through this process to make sure that you transition the patients to other facilities.
Right.
It's a long process, long drawn out process. And so he did that, but all the while, what's happening? Accruing payroll taxes.
He's got staff doing that.
And that he's not able to pay.
Hmm.
So, flash forward, they assess the trust fund recovery penalty against Mr. Primesberger. He actually pays the tax and then sues to get a refund because he says, wait a minute, I'm not really a responsible person. And the argument is that he was not willful in not paying the government because he would have just cut the lights off if he could, but state statutes require him to wind up the affairs of the government. So what's he supposed to do? Is he not supposed to pay that electric bill because it came due and he's got patients that are there depending on this? The government says simply, well, Mr. Primesberger, you paid other creditors. You knew you had a problem with the IRS. And you chose to pay utility companies. You chose to pay landlords. You chose to pay all these ongoing expenses. So, Mike, what say you, Judge Mike? We've got the government on one side saying, he's clearly a responsible person. He acted willfully.
Mm-hmm.
He kept paying other creditors when he knew he had an IRS debt. And you got Mr. Primesberger on the other side going, hey, wait, if it were up to me, I'd have shut the lights off. I couldn't. I had to keep this place going. I couldn't pay the payroll taxes. I didn't have the money to do it. My credit line wouldn't allow me to do it. So therefore, my actions were not voluntary. I did not voluntarily choose to pay other creditors over the IRS. Win for the government or win for the taxpayer? What do you think?
I think it's a win for the government. The low bar to establish that he was a responsible person. He was a minority stakeholder. He took the loan out from the bank, knowing the stipulations there, and he did it willfully, paying the other creditors, even though he knows the business he's in as far as a nursing home. He's not running a food truck where he can just turn it off and shut the business down automatically.
See, 3-1. You're 3-1. I jinxed you.
That court was too easy.
How about that? Yeah, the court in this particular matter just simply looked at the facts and circumstances that were surrounding this and said, you know, we actually agree with the taxpayer in this regard because this is a special circumstance. His actions truly weren't voluntary because he just could not simply turn his back on these patients and had to go through the process of winding up. There's statutes on the books that say what he must do. And so therefore, his actions were not voluntary. And therefore, they missed prong two of that willful. You know, they said, yeah, he's a responsible person.
Yeah.
But his actions were not willful. And therefore, they missed the second part of the test in this regard.
Mr. Foster, I'd like to appeal.
And I think I have a feeling the government might go there.
So they could do that.
Correct.
They could appeal that, and some other three-panel judge could look at that.
Correct. So this is at the district court level. So federal. So when you apply for a refund, when you're claiming a refund, so you know we talk about tax court cases, and then we talk about district court, federal district court cases. Yeah. And this was actually in a district court. And the reason for that's because that is the proper venue when you pay your taxes mm-hmm. and you ask for a refund and the IRS denies you, you go to federal district court. So the next step would be the circuit court.
Circuit.
Yeah,
okay.
The circuit court, the Ninth Circuit in California.
Ooh, that's the crazy one.
that's the one where you get
Ninth Circus Court.
That's right.
Well, I know this is your show, Life and Taxes, Mr. Life and Taxes, but I think I'm going to hold my record at 3-0 until we get the final ruling from the circus.
There you go.
The Ninth Circus. So I'm going to stand at 3-0. We'll put this one off to the side. We'll come back and revisit that. But I tell you what, if that does get upheld in the circus court, that's an interesting statute then as far as case law goes for
yeah.
future people of responsibility in assisted living centers and nursing homes, because he said it was a unique situation, which you don't hear the courts say
yeah.
it like that. It's pretty much, it should
correct.
Be black and white, cut and dry, but that could be interesting case law
yeah.
if that stands.
And, you know, what I would say is that for the business owners that are out there that are hearing this right now and are like, oh, gosh, payroll taxes and mm-hmm. responsibility and, oh, my goodness, I could be a responsible person and be personally liable for it. You know, I'd say this is more of an outlier case because, like you said, I mean, when you made your judgment call,
yeah.
you said the bar is so low, I think they probably got over the bar. You know, the only thing that saved this individual, Mr. Primesberger, is the fact that these statutes were so, you know, dependent upon him continuing the operations mm-hmm. of the business
yeah.
and that line of credit that he got did not allow him to pay the payroll taxes. So we're in a situation where he is more of an outlier than the general rule. The general rule is that if you're a responsible person, you know, your actions were likely willful, and they're going to get you on this trust gunner probe. So be careful with payroll taxes.
Interesting, yeah. yeah. And give Andrew a call today, 252-726-9050, or go online to harvellandcollins.com if you want to connect with the staff there, the legal team at Harvell and Collins. And once again, happy birthday to Mrs. Foster. And Mrs. Foster?
Mrs. Foster.
Very good. Happy 70.